Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Thursday morning. What's the date today? It's the 18th of March today. As usual, just out walking the dog. I think this is becoming a regular pattern to my Audio Boos, is take the dog for a walk and boo about it, or boo about something while I'm walking the dog. What I wanted to boo about this morning was the conversations plural, that I had with the bank yesterday. Basically, it's the bank that advertises Chinese fishing with cormorants. So I won't name them, because they might actually sort this out. I doubt it, but they might. You never know. So perhaps not put them too deeply in the poo just yet. But if you're interested, you know the advert I mean, you know the bank I mean. Basically, they've made a mistake. I won't go into the details, but on our joint account. And I went into my home branch yesterday to try and sort that out. And they actually had nobody who could actually speak to me at the time. The only person there was the deputy branch manager, who was very nice, very apologetic, did promise to deal with it that day, but couldn't deal with it while I was there. Because she was the only member of staff. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. It was as the bank opened. And the only members of staff they had were the teller on the desk and the deputy branch manager. I mean, ridiculous. I'm not going to name the branch, because to be honest, unless there were more staff behind the scenes, I don't think that's very good security either. But she did promise to sort the problem out and would call me back later that day. She didn't actually call me back. The branch manager did, which was fair enough. You know, they promised me a call back, and I did get one, even if it wasn't the person I initially spoke to. But I very much got the impression that they couldn't give a stuff. They weren't interested in helping me as a customer. I just got the impression that they felt that they were basically doing me a service, although actually it was a disservice. And that having me as a customer for more than 20 years with considerable amount of products with them, including mortgages and life insurance and things, that I wasn't really worth the time of day for the very small problem that I had in their eyes, which is actually quite a big deal to us. Anyway, we've had this problem before, and I've actually got a letter in writing from the bank which explained what the situation was, and you know, it was put in writing at the time just in case this problem ever arose in the future, which obviously it has done. And she wasn't interested in that letter. She said, if you've got a letter, I suggest you go back to the person that wrote it. Well, the person that wrote it was in their customer services department, so it doesn't work for the branch, isn't local, doesn't know me personally, but it has a reference number on it. But they had absolutely no record of that. So the issue remains unresolved. And she said, I'll deal with your complaint. I said, I'm not making a complaint at the moment. I want the situation sorted out. If you don't sort the situation out, that's when I'll make a complaint. So, as I say, not resolved. And now been referred to another department. And this was the second thing that got me, that basically the branch of your bank is worthless. Back in the days when you dealt with a branch and they knew you, you know, sometimes in personally, that's just gone. And it seems that customer service has gone out the window as well, because they don't take responsibility for the bank. If you talk to them as, you've done this, they go, no, it's not me personally that's done that. I said, no, but it's you, the bank, and you work for the bank, and I'm talking to you as their representative. Because if all the staff at that particular bank are saying the same thing, it basically means there's nobody taking any responsibility for anything. You know, the buck doesn't stop anywhere, and that really annoyed me as well. I just get the feeling that, you know, the banks can't be bothered. They've been bailed out by the UK government. I think they should have been allowed to go to the wall. The government should have paid that money into individual mortgages to settle those debts with the banks, rather than just give the banks what tantamount to free, never to be repaid loans. Anyway, enough ranting, because as usual I'm up to my 5 minutes. Speak to you soon.